Hey, kiddies, good news. New podcast, me and Mark Garagos. Reasonable Doubt, out now. Subscribe on iTunes or go to adamcarolla.com. He's great. Well, you know me. And we are great together. So, enjoy.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Sisterian here with our Big Brother exit interview. And this is the last of our Big Brother exit interviews before the players go into the jury. And then we won't talk to the Big Brother players from this season, at least the ones still in the house again, until the final three exit interviews the day after the finale. So this is the last of our conversations that come on Friday morning with the Big Brother players. But we have a fun one today when we're going to talk with Clay Honeycutt and talk about his departure from the Big Brother house, the very sad departure with the breaking up of Clelly by the evil people in the Big Brother house. So that's coming up here today. Then we're going to check in with Alex Kidwell and get into all the live feed news from overnight. So excited about that. Last night, we went over everything from the eviction episode. Of course, that podcast is up at robhasawebsite.com. All right, I see that we have Clay here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch him in. Clay, are you there?
Good morning, my man.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Excited to talk to you this morning. Clay, we all, our hearts were pulled in so many directions this week to see Clelly put up on the block together and one of you guys go home. But I think a lot of people were disappointed to see you almost lay your Big Brother life down to let Shelly move on in the game. Do you feel like the way you walked out of the house was a quit?
Not at all. Not even for a second. At the end of the day, one of us had to leave. And, you know, this has been a huge dream of hers. And I didn't feel like I want to be the person that takes that away from her. You know, one of us had to go, like I said. So at the end of the day, I sure as hell couldn't campaign against the girl. I thought that she deserved to be there just as much as I did. And, you know, I know she has a really good shot at winning this game. So, at the end of the day, I don't regret my decision. I'm happy with it. And, you know, it was unfortunate that we were both in that position. However, it is what it is. And, you know, I can sleep well at night knowing that I did what I did for her.
But what about your shot to win the game? Didn't you have a decent shot at winning this thing?
You know, everybody has their own shot at winning the game. We both had our own chances. Again, one of us had to go. It was an unfortunate situation that we were both on the block together. Of course, I wouldn't have it that way, but, you know, her dream to be on the show, I think, was greater than mine. And I've loved every second of the show, and I've loved to, the opportunity to be on it. However, you know, that's just something I couldn't take away from her.
All right. Tell me, Clay, what does the future hold for Clelly after Big Brother, after Shelly goes on and wins this game? What does the future hold for you guys?
Well, you know, first off, I owe her a date.
A date.
I think we'll go from there. And I'm excited to get to know her outside of this house, you know, because it's two different worlds, one inside the Big Brother house and one outside. And I think our connection is real. I'm excited to see what happens.
Now, you're just saying a date. It sounded like last night she was talking about living together.
No, I don't think she was talking about that. I think she's just excited again, just like I am, to be outside of the house and kind of move on to the next chapter of our lives and just see how it goes and see where it goes.
All right, Clay, tell me, do you guys walk out of this house? Do you feel like this is now a exclusive thing? Are you guys dating, or are you feel like, hey, whatever happens, happens?
I think it's more than whatever happens. Of course, I mean, I gave up my shot at $500,000 for this girl. And obviously, it's a little more real than whatever happens. You know, of course, you can consider dating. And, you know, I'm excited to see her when she gets out.
You can consider dating her, or you consider dating other people?
No, consider dating her.
So now you're a famous Big Brother contestant, good-looking guy. You're going to go back to Texas. There could be a lot of temptation along the way. She's in the house all summer now.
You know, I'm aware of that. But again, this wasn't just a summer fling. I think there was some real connections there. And again, I'm more excited to see her when she gets out of the house than anything else.
Well, the good news for Shelly is that Meg is going to be in the jury house all summer, so she doesn't have to worry about the BB scandal coming back up.
I don't know what that was about, and it was brought to my attention. Geez, you know, Meg is Meg. She's a cool girl, and that's that. This BB scandal, I don't know where that's coming from, but, you know, Meg maybe had a little too much wine, but... again, she's a cool girl. She's fun to be around, you know, and that's all there is with that.
Shelly has nothing to be worried about if you go to New York and then Meg tries to get you drunk.
Oh, man. Well, if I'm in New York with Meg, I'm sure Shelly will be there, too. So we'll make sure that happens.
All right. Let's go back to the events that ultimately ended up putting you in this position with Jason going up on the block last week. Just for the record, whose idea was it to backdoor Jason last week?
It was a mix between Austin and Vanessa. You know, Vanessa obviously went back on backdooring Austin because he had explained himself and whatever lies that he told Vanessa. So Vanessa didn't want Austin to leave. And as a numbers game, we didn't either. However, we didn't want Jason to be the one that went home. We were pushing for somebody like Jackie to go. However, Vanessa couldn't do that. Again, we fully trusted Vanessa and, we agreed to her plan. So, you know, we took responsibility in it and, it, came back to bite us in the butt in the end.
It seemed like for you guys, the push was to get James to put up Austin instead of one of you guys once he had the veto. But right at the nomination ceremony, you guys had said, like, hey, this wasn't our idea. So it seemed like sort of like a in-between measure of trying to put the blame on Vanessa. Did you guys consider just going all out and putting Vanessa completely under the bus?
You know, again, it wasn't our complete decision to put up Jason. However, we did support Vanessa in whatever she did because she was in our alliance and she was on our side. No, of course, we didn't want to throw Vanessa under the bus completely. We took some of the blame and we said we would do that from the beginning as far as Jason being put up. However, we weren't going to take it all, and I think she may have tried to push a little more on us than we deserved credit for. But again, you know, me and Shelly wanted to play a certain game and a game that didn't really expose people unnecessarily. And we, you know, again, there's a lot of things that we could have said as far as exposing people's games, even this last week, but we didn't want to do that. We didn't want to ruin Vanessa's game. You know, it was a group decision.
Well, why not?
It's, you know, we just came in saying that's not the way we're going to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it was. James made a comment this week to us saying that you almost have to leave your morals at the door coming into this game. And, you know, I guess we forgot that memo and we didn't want to play that way. Again, that's why I have no regrets with how the way that I played this game. You know, it led me here, but, I'm so thankful for this experience. So,
do you wish that maybe you wouldn't have been so public about the how close you and Shelly were during this season because it made you guys such a target?
Not really. Of course, we knew that it was going to make us a target. However, you don't realize how close you can get with somebody in this game. You know, you spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with them, and what we had just it escalated and we couldn't really control it. At the beginning, we tried to separate and not spend so much time together, but at the end of the day, you know, when you relate to somebody, on a personal level and emotionally so much, it's hard to stay apart. And, we knew that it was going to make us a target. But at the same time, you know, I enjoyed every second I had spending with her. And, you know, it was a hard deal to try to distance yourself from somebody that you want to spend time with. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. Again, I don't regret anything. And I don't know. That's, it's all good.
Now, I'm sure you checked back in with everybody at home and friends and everything. Did everybody back home, everybody gave the thumbs up? They all approve of Shelly?
I haven't talked to anybody back home. I haven't. I don't even have my phone yet. So I'm still curious to see what everybody's going to say.
Tell me, if you would have stayed in the house this week, what would your game have looked like from here on out with Clay in the house post Shelly?
It'd be the same game plan. It'd be the same people that I, you know, think I can trust, and I'd have the same targets. You know, it would be rough because you lose somebody that you can trust fully and 100% in this game, and you know that this person has your back, and that would be a hard deal because there's so much question surrounding who you can really trust in the game because it changes every day, and you get paranoid about, can you fully trust this person? Can you not? Do they really have your back when they say they do? And you lose that in Shelly. So it would be difficult moving forward, but I would have the same game plan, same mindset that I did with her in the house.
So you wouldn't consider maybe broing down with Johnny Mac? Because even though after all the times you asked him to go up on the block, it seemed like you guys had a close relationship.
Oh, no, for sure. He would be one of the ones that I would gravitate towards. Him, even Steve, and I would keep Vanessa there because I think she is a good player to have on your side. But, yeah, I definitely would grow closer to people like Johnny Mac and Steve. And I'd say Vanessa, too.
So who would your target have been? You would have come back after James?
I mean, of course, you know, personal reasons and game reasons.
Did you feel like that what James did was beyond strategy? Did you feel like it was like a personal attack on you and Shelly to be put up on the block together?
Not at all. We knew that we were considered this power couple, so to speak, from people in the house. And we had to be split up eventually. We understood that. We knew that this was a game move on his part. There's no hard feelings from my end. You know, it is unfortunate that it happened. But again, you know, this is a game move. We understood that. You know, we just wish it wasn't as soon as it was.
What was it like to play the game with Vanessa? Because from what we get to see on the outside, that she's definitely a lot of highs and lows with Vanessa. What was it like being there through all of it?
It was intense. You know, she definitely wears her heart on her sleeve, and she's a great person to be around, and I've enjoyed every moment getting to know her. She's extremely loyal, and she keeps her word, and she's, you know, like myself and Shelly, as far as her word means a lot to her, and she wants to uphold that fully. She does get a little emotional, but, you know, can't really hold that against her in this game because everyone gets a little emotional. But I'm definitely love playing the game with her. I love that she was on our side, and I love working with her. I hope that her and Shelly can go far, and I know that they will because they're extremely intelligent, and they know this game inside and out, and I'm looking forward to watching them together.
Clay, going back to last week when Jason was up on the block, Jason came to you and Shelly with some last-ditch pleas to try to stay in the house. At any point this week, did you say to yourself, boy, I wish we would have kept Jason around because then when James has the power on that side of the house, then he doesn't look at us as a target?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Even before this whole week happened, me and Shelly regretted our decision to send Jason home. His last-ditch plea, as soon as he left that room, we looked at each other and we said, this is going to be tough because we honestly didn't know what we were going to do at that moment. Again, we didn't want Jason to go. We trusted him. We knew that he had our backs for the most part. And, you know, we were caught in a hard spot. And it played out the way it played out. And we can't change that. But at the end of the day, he was the last person, I think, that we wanted to see go.
Is there any hope after the season's over for a double date between Clelly and Austin and Liz?
If we're all in the same area, of course. I think that would be an entertaining little duo or, you know, foursome. Yeah. So we'll have to see what happens with that. And I fully expect to talk to everyone outside this house when this is all said and done.
So no hard feelings with anybody?
There's no hard feelings whatsoever.
Even with somebody like Audrey that you really bumped heads with throughout the time that she was there?
You know, again, it's a game, but on a personal level, the amount of trust and loyalty that not only myself, but more so Shelly put into her, and for her to go back on that and not have Shelly's back, that was hard to watch, and that's hard to see, because Shelly single-handedly kept her in this game for weeks when everybody wanted her out, and for her to turn on Shelly as fast as she did was upsetting. But again, this is a game. We understood that. No hard feelings there between, you know, Audrey and myself. I don't hold anything against her. And again, I look forward to connecting with her outside of this house.
All right, Clay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy the rest of your summer. Watch out for some of these women that are out there, Clay.
I'll try.
They want to break up a happy couple.
Oh, I won't let that happen.
All right. Okay. All right, Clay, take care, buddy. Bye.
All right.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Clay Honeycutt. Honeycutt here on the podcast. Got to watch out. I don't want to see Clelly get broken up on my watch. Going to make sure that Clay resists. Please, lead us not into temptation, Clelly. And so we will see what happens ultimately with the Big Brother lovebirds here in the summer of 2015. Okay, so we're going to shift gears just a bit, and we're going to bring in our Big Brother live feed correspondent that we talked to on Friday mornings to talk about everything that happened from last night's HOH competition and our newly crowned HOH. Alex Kidwell, are you there?
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Good morning, Alex. How you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Yeah. Good morning. Yeah, it's always fun to do these morning shows with you. I do feel like we have kind of like a morning radio talk show.
Yes, that's right. No, Alex, you don't sound as tired as last week. Is that a better or worse sign for how the feeds were last night?
I don't know. You know, I've tried to pace my sleeping time. I knew I was going to be up all night tonight, so I slept during the day. I feel like that helps. I do appreciate that these shows are audio shows, because I feel like I do kind of have that like Sherlock Holmes after he's been awake for 2 weeks trying to solve a case kind of look going on right now. But
yeah,
so, you know,
I have that look all the time.
Yeah, right. It's the curse of the profession, I'm afraid.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to jump into everything from the live feeds. Of course, spoilers are coming. I just want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And those are our friends over at LegalZoom, Alex, because there's lots of great reasons why smart business people trust LegalZoom. And you could trust LegalZoom, not like Vanessa or something like that. For starters, if you want to incorporate, form an LLC or a nonprofit, file a patent, or get a trademark, LegalZoom's got the help that you need, because for the last decade, more than 1 million business owners just like you have started with LegalZoom. And it's your first stop when you need advice from an attorney, because LegalZoom is not a law firm. They've built a network, an alliance, you might even say, of independent attorneys in most states, providing legal advice and other useful service to help you run your business. So if you need a contract reviewed or advice on whether you should incorporate or form an LLC, whatever your legal question, start with LegalZoom. And as always, you get complete transparency, upfront pricing, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So make the smart choice for your business at LegalZoom.com today. Don't forget to enter Rob at checkout to save even more. Again, that's R-O-B at checkout for more savings from LegalZoom. Legal help is here. All right, we need some help on the live feeds, and that's what Alex is here to do. So let's play our spoiler song, and let's get into it.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected, and that protective action should be taken.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
All right. Where do we want to pick things up? You want to tell us how this competition worked out last night?
Sure. Yeah. So, right. So as we saw at the very end of the show, we have the sliding on Crisco competition, which is always so popular. You know, a lot of times you get some good fall montages and spills and stuff out of that, and people always enjoy that. But yeah, it's a fun endurance competition, and it seemed to never really be in doubt who was going to win the thing.
Yeah, who was it?
Well, Rob, at this time, I hear something. What is that?
So I think that the Becky train just might be leaving the station and now starting to get warmed up. What do you think?
Can you hear that? I hear it coming, Rob. It's barreling down the tracks.
There you go. All aboard!
Yeah, next stop, HOH room.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for Becky.
Exciting time for Becky. The
and indeed, all
crowd.
Of Rado, Rob.
Yes, all of Rado is celebrating tonight. And so, all right. So Becky is the HOH. What was the reaction from the rest of the house?
You know, I think the immediate reaction is a little bit of hesitancy. I don't think anyone was positive where Becky stood. I think everyone was a little gun shy until she started having some conversations with people.
Yeah. But big night for Johnny Mac. Johnny Mac's got to be pumped up.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. This was a great outcome for Johnny Mac, especially following the fight, which I'm sure we'll see on Sunday. That was a big moment right before the feeds cut out.
Yeah. What was your take on that? I know we touched on it during the Thursday night podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was interesting. Vanessa really I don't think did herself any favors. I mean, really just kind of, was blowing off steam, was really trying to get to the bottom of a situation that was bothering her. But I mean, in doing so, really, I mean, overtly, half the house was in on the conversation. The other half was listening through the wall. It's just not a good look. And it's at a situation now where people, it's like, your game loses credibility. People are talking about you. People aren't taking you seriously at your word. The writing's on the wall. Those are the kind of signs that usually precede someone's eviction.
Yeah. Vanessa, what's your problem?
Yeah. So, I mean, in fairness, Johnny Mac did say he was coming after Vanessa.
Vanessa, I'm coming after you.
Yeah. And Clay just attributed it to James, trying not to throw Johnny Mac under the line of fire. And, Vanessa ended up bringing it back and assuming Clay was the one that said it. And then the best was, yeah, Johnny Mac finally just told her. Like, yeah, I said it.
Yeah.
I'm coming after.
Yes.
And Clay did it too. He was so exasperated. He was just like, yeah, Vanessa, I lied. Yeah, I don't know why I did it. Is that what you want to hear? Yeah. Okay.
Like, there you go.
Can you go away now?
Okay, so then where does the action pick up then? So Becky is the HOH. What is she thinking in terms of nominations?
Yeah, so the immediate, like the first thing we see when Becky comes out of the diary room, when she's got an opportunity to talk game, I'm so glad for that fight, Becky says. She's given me a reason.
Oh, the reason. You need a reason.
Tis the season for the reason, Rob. This is the year that you need a reason to put someone on the block. And it's interesting because Becky has given a reason tonight too, in fact. In winning head of household, she was so far ahead of everyone else that she was able to collect all three balls, which means she won her second 5K of the week. She won it in Power Veto as well, remember? And she also won the Never Not Pass for the season. And she said at that moment, I really hope no one uses this as a reason to evict me. I would just die. And I'm like, oh, not the best thing to say, Becky. I'm sure Steve is like, oh, good. Yeah, reason. Thank you.
So many reasons in the Big Brother house and Big Brother 17.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't need a reason, but you also don't want to necessarily be, giving them to people.
So what are we thinking in terms of the actual nominations?
Okay. So, yeah, Becky has made it pretty clear that she wants Vanessa out. Vanessa is the target, but it looks like she wants to take the backdoor approach. So I believe the nominations, which are coming today, are going to be Steve and Shelley with the eye on ultimately getting Vanessa out of the house this week.
If Vanessa goes out of the house here, ultimately, I know we made a lot of comparisons to Derek early on, but do you think that the final sort of breakdown of, and breakdown is probably the wrong word with Vanessa, but the final assessment of the game probably ends up looking more like Amanda?
Yeah, that's an interesting comparison because I think, yeah, Amanda was someone who was very, I don't think there's many people out there who would argue she didn't have the strategic game figured out better than almost anyone in that house, but it was ultimately, right, emotional, acting on emotion rather than kind of cold logic that undid her as well. I do see some comparisons there. And yeah, I mean, it's, I don't think we've ever seen a player quite like Vanessa in that, her game theory background is so extensive. Her calculation of the odds is at a level that, I mean, she's coming up with percentages on competitions that, I wish I could do these kind of numbers that she's seemingly doing in her head. But I don't think
that really helped you that much in the Big Brother house where it's like in poker, the odds and the percentages are so important because you play literally hundreds and thousands of hands. And knowing that this has a 1% better chance of happening than this other option is huge, because over the course of playing so much poker, it's going to end up working out for you. But in the game of Big Brother, if you know something is a 20% chance versus a 40% chance, but it's such a small sample size of this one competition, does it ultimately even matter? Is that that useful of a skill, Alex?
You know, it's a good point, Rob. I mean, a lot of people wondered if, you know, a lot of people are talking now, like, you know, in hindsight, should she have saved Austin that week? And that was a move made purely based on, you know, her calculating odds going into a new head of household competition. If we have the numbers, you know, statistically, this is a good play. Yeah, I mean, I think it is a fair criticism to wonder if maybe she should have, instead of looking at it as, you know, like you're talking about, you know, every in a vacuum, how many times out of 100 does this work? If instead she's like, this is my shot, I have to take the safest path possible.
Even like in baseball, where sabermetrics is so big, because people get up, you know, 500, 600 times in a season. There's only so many competitions. There's only so many vetoes and votes and stuff like that in a season. Even a long season like this one, I just don't think that the probability is that big of a deal. You can just go by common sense on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably true. And, you know, I think her game was going really well, but, you know, it's like, it was almost like Audrey burned so hot that she flamed out. And it's like Vanessa just like had the same trajectory a couple weeks later, almost, where her game was built to sustain for like 50 days and not 90 something.
So where do we go from here? Does Vanessa know this plan is in the works?
So that is the interesting thing. That's what's going to make this week so interesting, I think, is that Becky is just she's not duplicitous. She's not good at faking things. And she even at this point has kind of like let Shelly and Steve know the play. They're going up as pawns and stuff. Like, this information is going to get back to Vanessa. And it doesn't even matter, because Vanessa had a conversation with Becky where she tried to offer deals. And Becky was like, I'm not making any more deals, because deals are just no good in this house. And you can't trust anybody. And it's just like, okay. So Vanessa later was like, I think I'm getting backdoored. So yeah, she certainly is picking up on the vibes that are being put down right now.
And now, what about this fake plan that is being floated around the house about what Becky wants people to think she's doing?
Yeah, so she's saying like that the target is Johnny Mac to people, and I just don't think it's a believable.
Wait, what?
Lie.
Oh, not really.
Oh, not cool. Really. Yeah, you can go back to sleep, Josh. Don't sweat it. You're cool for another week, as James said.
Got scared there for a second. Thought I was going up on the block again.
Yeah, no, it's just a very bizarre lie, because I don't think there are many people in there that would buy that Becky should or would target J-Mac at this point.
So what you're saying is that Becky is not a great player, but she is in a powerful position.
She's certainly not a good manipulator. She's got elements to her game. I mean, I was saying, you know, that, you know, back when she was up on the block a couple times as a pawn, that, you know, I don't know if these house guests are watching her fitness routines in the backyard. I think she's built for some of these endurance competitions, and I think she's a real dangerous player for a lot of the competitions. And, you know, I guess it's really just a question of what you value in the game. Certainly, we've seen players not necessarily be the most strategic, but win when they need to win and make their way to the end from there.
Okay, so we'll see exactly how it plays out. So nominations are going to be today. We'll have the veto competition on Saturday?
Yes.
Okay, and then by Sunday night, we'll have a good sense of exactly how this is going to play out. But are you happy to see Becky as HOH this week?
You know, yeah, I think it could make for some interesting feeds, certainly. I think it is going to be exciting to see, you know, the fact that it's not necessarily someone who's so set in stone with their decisions. So maybe there's opportunities for people to make some moves here. And yeah, we'll have to see how it plays out. I think, you know, certainly at this point, there's only four people that should be worried. Vanessa, Shelley, Steve, and Austin. I don't see anyone else as a possibility to go home at this point under any circumstance. But things change.
One last thing, not to put the cart too far ahead of the horse. What would a Vanessa-less Big Brother 17 house start to look like?
You know, it's an interesting question, but from what I've seen the last couple of days, I really do wonder if it would be an opportunity for Johnny Mac to really kind of step out of the shadows. He really has been vocal in you know, over the last 24 hours, certainly after Becky won HOH, he was very influential in kind of the decision making and kind of, you know, roping Steve into what they were doing and that kind of thing. It will leave a void when she leaves the house. And that's going to be an opportunity for people who are playing, maybe James, maybe Jackie, to possibly step in and fill.
Yeah. I mean, fillings is what I do.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I've been waiting for.
And even though he's not licensed to operate in California, you know, where it comes to that perspective, I think Johnny Mac could certainly fit the bill.
Okay, could be a good week. I think it might be fun, even though Vanessa is the cause of a lot of drama in the house. I think that she's probably just like a bit too controlling, and I feel like things just really could spiral out of control if Vanessa wasn't around.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yes, yeah, she went up to Becky. She tried to offer deals. Becky is, you know, there's nothing there. She went to Jackie and Meg, tried to explain herself. Jackie and Meg laughed when she left the room. I mean, Vanessa's like credibility in the house is at an all-time low. She's in a really tough spot, and it will be interesting to see. I mean, if she's as good a player as some think, then maybe she can dig her way out. So we'll see.
Because I think it would be a fun rest of the way, because I think that Vanessa is somebody who can be somewhat controlling. But then at that point, you take her out of the mix. There's really nobody in the house that's going to be super controlling. And even though there's nobody that I would say is a really great player that's out there, we have a lot of players who are, I don't know, maybe average in terms of skills, but seem to be aggressive. And that's good. I like that.
I like that too, Rob. And I'll tell you what, in this kind of a season, you never know. I mean, these are the type of seasons where someone like a Meg just might sneak in and win the whole thing.
All right. We'll see.
Yes, we will.
Okay. Alex, great job today. Looking forward to hearing back from you again this Wednesday. Of course, I will be live this Sunday night. Taryn Armstrong will be giving us the report on the feeds from the weekend this Sunday. On Monday, I got a good show coming up where Derek, winner of Big Brother 16 and best friend of Cody, will be joining me to talk about your voicemails on our Monday podcast. So that's coming up as well. So that's an exciting week ahead of Big Brother. And of course, I'm very excited because the Evolution of Strategy chapter 23, my Survivor rewatch, has dropped two chapters this week, Redemption Island and South Pacific. We had like a double, because it's a double elimination week on a double eviction this Thursday on Big Brother. So we got into the spirit, put out two chapters in 1 week. Those are both up at evolutionofstrategy.com, where, of course, you could hear the first chapter on Survivor Borneo, 6 hours long, completely for free at evolutionofstrategy.com. There you go. I've been very busy this week. A lot going on. I have the Sherlock Holmes look also.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's some people can pull it off.
That's why I only let myself be seen on Snapchat, because at least that gets deleted in 24 hours.
Speaking of Snapchat, your guest on Monday hijacked Zach Rance's Snapchat.
I did see that. So much excitement going on down in Celebration, Florida at the Hearts of Reality event. And it's very fun to be a reality TV fan on Twitter this week.
Yeah, I should say so.
Very fun. All right. Alex, great job. Follow Alex on Twitter. He's at Alex Kidwell. Looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say in the comments. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.